Welcome back to the Simple Money Systems podcast. How's everybody doing? How is the new 2024 going? I hope all are well, all have great goals in place. It's so good to dream, plan, and have goals in place. How is your budget doing? Is it all set and works just like a fine-tuned mechanism? Or maybe it makes screechy, broken noises? Maybe your budget does not exist at all. Why do you even bother budgeting? I invite you to episode 16, where I will talk about some reasons why a budget might not work and what steps to take to fix it now. I also invite you to become a member of my free private Facebook group, where I plan many exciting events to take place, such as live Q&A sessions, where I will be answering your questions that you submit through Facebook direct messaging. I would love to meet all my fellow special needs moms so we can share our experiences, our struggles, and of course wins, and where we can socialize with other like-minded moms just like you, who are on a mission to lock in their finances on a journey to financial freedom. Join now by the link provided in the episode's show notes. Also, become an insider and get my weekly emails with the latest podcast episodes, tips on simple financial strategies for stress-free living, early bird access to special offers, encouragement, and motivation to stay on track. Sign up by the link in the show notes. Are you ready to get back to your budget? Come on, get your magic pen and a notebook out to write some notes, and off we go. My precious friend, are you hit with your child's disability diagnosis? How to afford medical bills, special equipment, therapies, caregivers, the list goes on. How about that car loan, a pile of credit cards, a mortgage? How to grasp such life around your head and remain sane? Hi, Deanna Gallas here with Simple Money Systems Podcast. I am a special needs mom, a Christian wife, a successful business owner, and a daughter of the King. I help special needs moms create wealth solutions through simple financial strategies that I created to set you free from debt culture, money wasting, and ever-changing mode of currency and market volatility. If you're ready to say yes to financial freedom and exchange everything that hasn't worked for a plan that will, results that are undeniable, like peace of mind, better sleep, improved mood, and more money in your pocket, this podcast is for you. Hug your bug or boo, and off we go. You might think, well, budget is for people who are more inclined with numbers. I am telling you the news. The budget is for you, my friend. Regardless of your numbers skills, it is to give you the freedom to spend and an opportunity to dream on solid financial ground, to provide you with important financial tools if you care about your well-being. If your budget is too complicated to work with, you are right. It's not worth a dime of your time. The budget is a tool in your hands that is simple enough, easy to understand, and every time interesting to work with. Do you think budgeting is one of the boring things to do? I encourage you to reconsider and give it another chance. You will be amazed how the simple financial techniques that worked for me will do the job for you too. One of the causes your budget might not work is when expenses are underestimated. it will break your budget as it leads to insufficient funds allocated to actual costs. This may result in overspending, reliance on more borrowing, or inability to meet financial obligations. Regularly reassessing and accurately estimating expenses is crucial for maintaining a balanced budget and financial stability. I encourage you to record expenses daily. Make a habit during your nightly routine to jot down all your day's expenses. Just keep your receipts and record the totals. I use a user-friendly daily expenses spreadsheet calendar that calculates daily, weekly, and monthly totals. It's not hard at all. How many purchases a day you can make, like 1, 2, 5, or maybe none. I also like to do that because of another chance, reviewing my purchases and my decision-making process. By the month's end, you will have an accurate expense budget for 2 months to come. I need to mention unregular expenses like insurance payments, when you pay on a 6-month or annual basis, or other unexpected purchases. This is another reason your budget might not work. I strongly recommend having an emergency savings fund for unforeseen circumstances to provide a safety net, ensuring you are better equipped to handle unexpected expenses without jeopardizing your overall financial well-being. Save enough money with 3 to 6 months worth of living expenses. Identify potential risks, prioritize savings, and create a budget that allocates funds to this need regularly. Review and adjust your plan on a regular basis to ensure you're prepared well for unforeseen conditions. Failing to adjust the budget and not having a realistic plan will make it less effective over time. As life events change, so do financial needs. Without regular updates, the budget may not accurately reflect current income, expenses, or savings goals. Periodic reassessment allows for necessary adjustments, ensuring that the budget remains relevant and useful tool for your financial stability. Remember, flexibility is the key to a successful budgeting strategy. Another aspect of disrupted budget is inconsistency. It makes it challenging to predict and manage cash flow. Again, fluctuations in income or irregular spending patterns may lead to overspending or inadequate savings. Consistency in income, expenses, and savings contributions is crucial for maintaining budgetary balance and achieving financial goals. If your income is inconsistent by nature, it is important to increase your emergency savings fund. Budgeting may feel boring to some people, and even worse, it can be seen as a complicated financial tool. It does involve detailed tracking of expenses and income, which can seem monotonous. Additionally, the discipline required to stick to a budget might feel restrictive. Friends, budget is a valuable tool for your financial success. More than that, it empowers you to dream and dream big. Simplify the process and make your money squad time fun, exciting, and engaging. Budget is your life, only painted in numbers. So, paint your life and let your imagination loose. Think about numbers as paint, allowing you to craft a masterpiece of financial well-being. Each expense, income, and savings goal becomes a brushstroke, contributing to the overall picture of your financial canvas. Just like an artist selects colors purposefully, you can make informed decisions about your finances, creating a balanced and harmonious composition. Get your artist out and let it create, let it dream. Embracing this perspective can transform this seemingly mundane task of managing numbers into a creative and empowering process that shapes your financial future. Now, my friends, you need to take these three steps right now to start your budget work for you. Number one, establish a nightly routine to track your daily expenses in one system like an Excel spreadsheet. Light up your candles, use an essential oil diffuser, and play soft music to establish a serene and peaceful atmosphere when you reflect on the day behind. Leave it there with a grateful heart, knowing that what you accomplished today is sufficient and you gave your best effort. Step number two, get your weekend money squad time established. Plan it on your paper planner. Set up a specific time, especially during your weekend. Dedicate this time to review the week's expenses and prepare for the upcoming week. And step number three, close your month end and not just books. Clean your apps and files, purge your email inbox, and file your statements. Then review the past month's finances and adjust your budget for the upcoming month. Make these helpful habits part of your life. Make your finances part of your daily, weekly, and monthly routines. Finances are not just numbers, and the numbers help you dream. And when you dream, you open doors of opportunities to realize your talents, skills, and gifts. And when this happens, your garden blooms and your eagle soars, making your life fulfilling, meaningful, and more satisfying. What do you think, my friend? How does your budget operate? What issues you might have? Maybe you need help to figure out where you are financially. Maybe you're afraid to dream after many times trying with your budget. I would love to learn about it and brainstorm some ideas to help you out. I have some helpful worksheets and step-by-step simple instructions on how to work your finances. I welcome you to get with me on a free 10-minute budgeting coaching discovery call. Book your time now at the show notes below this episode. And if you find this episode helping in any way, or if you learned a few nuggets, please leave me a 5-star review on my iTunes podcast. I read all of the reviews, treasuring every single one. This way I know if the information I provide is useful and encouraging, makes you just a bit more free. Friends, do you have a topic in your mind? Let me know by writing me to diana@dianagallas.com. I would love to hear it on my podcast. And now, I am looking forward to hearing from you and wish you get rich in grace, love, hope, joy, peace, and just keep budgeting. My dear friend, I hope you found this episode insightful. I truly believe that a mom like you can be an inspiration to many others just by simply sharing this podcast, leaving the path of precious gems behind for those moms who are yet to find them. Would you share it with other ladies so they can also find a way to a meaningful, purpose-driven, debt-free life? Thank you for your dedication and hard work day in and day out, caring for your exceptional child's needs. Please know that you are a precious gem yet to be shined. Don't give up. Look above abilities. The best is yet to come. Until next time, Deanna Gallas.